Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. I'm going to deliver some shocking news to you all. Donald Trump will likely win Missouri's electoral votes, while Kamala Harris will prevail in Illinois. Okay, I'm not going too far out on a limb here. There has not been a single moment during the 2024 election cycle where the presidential ticket in Missouri wasn't safe for Republicans, and Illinois wasn't a lock for Democrats. In fact, there are only 7 states that are considered in play in this election: Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, North Carolina, and Georgia. But Missouri being left out of the swing state mix has not stopped people like Paul Scott from helping Trump's efforts in the Show Me State. Scott owns a construction company in Odessa, Missouri, which is right outside of Kansas City. And he spent a lot of time this year putting up big Trump signs along Interstate 70. Scott is not doing this because Trump is in any danger of losing Missouri or ruby red Lafayette County. Rather, he wants to send a message to people who travel through the state.
All those tags that I see that are from other states going, I think we have over 60,000 a day that drives by here on I-70. A lot of them are charter buses or you know, vans full of people. I just think there's so many people that we could reach that say, okay, there's someone else that thinks like we do. Or maybe even, you know, they don't even ever see a Trump sign, these other states.
Missouri has not had a competitive presidential election since 2008. And the last time Illinois was up for grabs for Republicans was in 1988. Having grown up in Illinois, I am well aware that it took a long time before Democrats started not only winning, but straight up dominating statewide elections. Steve Duff is the treasurer of the St. Clair County Republican Party and has been a GOP precinct committee man for nearly a decade. Despite Democrats' dominance in the land of Lincoln, he's still making efforts to make the state more competitive, even though he's aware he's facing an uphill battle.
Unfortunately, it appears as though Chicago is the heavyweight in all of this, and their vote kind of outweighs the rest of the state.
There are plenty of reasons why Illinois and Missouri are not swing states anymore, but a lot of it comes down to how parts of the state shifted over the past few decades. In Illinois, Chicago suburbs that used to be heavily Republican have become heavily Democratic. And in Missouri, Democrats have lost their ability to win in fast-growing suburbs and completely collapsed in rural counties that voted Democratic for decades. In the case of Missouri, it's easy to understand why some longtime residents may have some jealousy when places like Pennsylvania or North Carolina get an inordinate amount of attention from presidential candidates. While there are some irritating things about being a swing state, like having to suffer through lots of repetitive television ads, it can also provoke really fun events for reporters and voters alike. In 2008, for instance, GOP nominee John McCain created an almost carnival-like atmosphere when he spoke in front of thousands of people at a minor league baseball stadium in St. Charles County.
So I want to thank you for being here in Missouri in this balmy Arizona day.
Arthur was the time that Barack Obama brought out tens of thousands of people to the Mel Carnahan Quad in Columbia, Missouri, near the end of his historic campaign.
Our falling GDP is a direct result of 8 years of failed economic policies. 8 years of trickle-down, Wall Street first, Main Street last policies that have driven our economy into a ditch. And the central question in this election is, what will our next president do to take us in a different direction?
St. Sarah Medcalf is a Columbia, Missouri resident who works at a bookstore. And like me, she has fond memories of the 2008 presidential campaign in Missouri, including the Obama rally on Mizzou's campus.
I went to the rally, it was like maybe seven rows back, and it was one of the most amazing experiences. It was wow. Chills, you know?
Medcalf pays attention to politics enough to know that Harris isn't going to get as close to winning Missouri as Obama. For the record, Obama lost the Show Me State to McCain by fewer than 4,000 votes. But Medcalf got involved in this year's presidential campaign because she says the race is bigger than whether Harris wins or loses Missouri. She donated money to the Harris campaign after Joe Biden stepped aside.
I grew up in Wyoming, and then I've lived most of my life in Missouri, so I'm very aware of what it's like to live in a red state and have a, you know, a blue or progressive agenda. The way I see it is, as time goes on and more people come to live in Missouri with different ideas, I don't think that Missouri is a solid red state. I think that it has the opportunity to go purple, but I also think that it's going to take time and effort from people like me and from other progressives who live here to keep showing up.
Medcalf is on to something here. Even though Trump is going to win Missouri and Harris is going to win Illinois, the outcome could have an impact on statewide and legislative races. That's certainly why St. Clair County Republican Party Chairman Michael Butler wants to get Republican voters to the polls in the Metro East to cast their ballots for Donald Trump.
So it brings a lot of excitement. It brings a lot of energy, which is something that we're looking to capitalize on, because, you know, that excitement impacts those down ballot races as well, like state rep and state senate, things like that.
Butler, like fellow St. Clair County Republican Steve Duff, wants to make sure their voices are heard, even though it won't make a difference when it comes to Illinois' electoral votes. They say casting a ballot for Trump is about sending a message to make sure their values are represented. Back in Missouri, St. Louis resident Joe Trammell donated money to Harris. He says he's interested in the presidential race for a pretty straightforward reason. The outcome does have an impact on his life and the lives of his neighbors.
There is more than Missouri, right? Obviously, like, I live in Missouri. I've lived in Missouri my entire life. I ache for the day that we might get a candidate or a set of candidates that feel like they're a little bit more substantial or have more of a chance in the state. But, you know, the state of Missouri isn't like the only thing going on. You know, I do care about the presidency. I do care about who's at the head of the executive branch and the kinds of decisions they're making at the federal level.
But there are other reasons people donate money or contribute time to presidential campaigns besides policy or down ballot impact. GOP political consultant Greg Keller says that there are also cultural impulses that pull people in non-swing states to contribute to the presidential candidate of their choice.
American politics, like politics everywhere, is tribal, and people are members of a particular political team, and they want to take part in that, whether it matters in their own particular state or not. They want to feel as if they are part of that fight. Also, with the advent of technologies on campaigns, you know, you can make phone calls into other states. If I'm sitting here in Missouri and I'm a liberal Democrat, even though Democrats are going to lose Missouri this year, I can work with a campaign with their technology to actually make phone calls into a Florida, into a North Carolina, into a Georgia. So I think that interests people. I also think it's just so top of mind for people right now. I mean, turn on the radio, turn on the TV. You're inundated. Turn on the news. You're inundated with this information at all times. And I think it just creates this kind of echo chamber where people want to be involved.
And since the 2024 presidential election has been so unpredictable and featured so many attention-grabbing moments, it's not too hard to see why Missouri or Illinois residents may feel compelled to get involved, even if presidential campaigns don't think either state's electoral college votes matter to their potential success.
To Today's episode was produced by Alex Hoyer and Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.